Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is our last day, day 40 of our 10 days of awe, as we will be in our Yom Kippur services and seeking the Father for forgiveness and thanking Him for the atonement we have in Messiah Yeshua to prepare us for the coming season, the coming year that He has for us. Again, we've been praying, create in us a clean heart, O Adonai, and renew a right spirit within us, Psalm 51. And Psalm 27, daily, I will end with Psalm 27 as well. Again, through these past 40 days, we've been using the Al-Het to get to the root of the problem, but also His Word and His Spirit, because that's the most important. And again, we are a work in progress, and every year we are again being more conformed into, or actually every day we are being more conformed into His image and changed from glory to glory to be His representatives, His ambassadors for Messiah. So last, we're ending with our spiritual annual renew, 10 days of awe, confession. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray, and each of us has turned his own way, but the Lord has called the iniquity of us all to fall on Him. Isaiah 53:6. Looking back over the past 40 days, I can rejoice because of the Ruach HaKodesh's leading and correcting in my life areas that are contrary to what I desire and contrary to His Word. Looking back over the last 40 days, I need to agree with, confess before God, certain issues in my life. The next year, I need to overcome temptations in my life that have held me captive. I will commit to have my leadership or someone I trust to hold me accountable for my actions in the next year. Al-Het 40. For the sin we have sinned before you in the matter of extending a hand, and for the sin we have sinned before you through confusion of heart. For all of these, O God of forgiveness, in Yeshua's name, forgive us, pardon us, atone for us through the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah. I want to end with the confusion of heart, because all sin is a heart issue. We need to look deep into our hearts and ask God to heal us from all issues within our hearts that have caused us to sin. Many of these issues stem from a wounded heart that needs to be healed. There are almost 800 verses in the Bible that speak or deal with the heart. From the very beginning, when sin entered through disobedience, Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The whole point of the 40 days of Teshuvah is Psalm 139, 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. The good news is He wants to heal the wounds within us if we will let Him. Thank you, Yahweh, for providing atonement for all our sins through the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah. Isaiah 61:1-3, the Spirit of Adonai Elohim is upon me, because Adonai has anointed me to announce good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to captives, to let out into light those bound in the dark, to proclaim the year of the favor of Adonai and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn. Yes, provide for those in Zion who mourn, giving them garlands instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a cloak of praise instead of a heavy spirit, so that they will be called oaks of righteousness planted by Adonai, in which He takes pride. Isaiah 53:5, but He was wounded because of our crimes, crushed because of our sins. The disciplining that makes us whole fell on Him, and by His bruises, or in fellowship with Him, we are healed. Psalm 103, 1-4. By David, bless Adonai my soul, everything in me, bless His holy name. Bless Adonai my soul and forget none of His benefits, who forgives all your offenses, and heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He surrounds you with grace and compassion. Again, for the mistakes we committed before you in extending the hand, ask yourself, have I withheld from touching things that do not belong to me? Have I stretched forth my hand to the poor and the needy? Have I joined hands with wicked people? have I extended my hand to help in community projects. And for the mistakes we committed before you through confusion of heart, the sages tell us that ultimately all mistakes stem from a confusion of the heart. This is why on Yom Kippur we tap our chest as we go through this list of El Chets. Ask yourself, have I not worked out issues because of laziness? Have I made mistakes because I emotionally did not want to accept what I logically knew to be correct? And have I properly developed my priorities and life goals? I want to end with this prayer of repentance using the different scriptures in Daniel, Nehemiah, and Ezra. Again, we know the judgment starts in the house of God. As servants of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and Talmudim of Yeshua the Messiah, during this month of Elul, we need to repent of our complacency and apathy with regards to straying from His command and preach the gospel and make Talmudim or disciples for the kingdom. Again, from Elul through the 10 days of Av, which actually total 40 days. We've become a church of entertainment and ear tickling instead of people who preach the truth, whether they like it or people like it or not. We need to repent of the evil eye of greed and not supporting the true work of God with our tithes and offerings, so that ministries who are teaching and preaching the truth can fulfill what God has called them to do. There is a remnant that has not compromised and has sacrificed much to train people and reach the lost. However, their hands are tied because of God's people refuse to trust God for their needs and refuse to build the spiritual house of Yahweh. God warned Israel many times of the cost of compromise and idolatry. Now we as people are living in a country here in America where socialism and the loss of our freedom is knocking at our door. The blood that so many young men have shed from the Revolutionary War until present for our freedom is minutes from being taken away from us if we not sincerely repent and return to His ways, His rules, His laws, and teachings and instructions. The prophets of old warned Israel that if they did not repent, judgment would come and they would be driven from the land and the blessings. However, if they repented and returned to the covenant of Adonai, He would bless them. Do we take God seriously? Do we think we can sin and walk in disobedience and get away with it? Have we mocked and trampled the bloody Yeshua under our feet by turning from His truth and allowing the enemy to take over? Now is the time to return, and perhaps He will give us more time to finish the work He has called us to do, to prepare the way for Messiah Yeshua's return. Daniel, beginning with verse 4. I prayed to Adonai my God and confessed, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love Him and keep His mitzvot. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have acted wickedly. We have rebelled, we have turned away from Your mitzvot and from Your rulings. We have not listened to Your servants, the prophets, who spoke in Your name to our kings, our leaders, and our fathers, and all the people of the land. You, Lord, are righteousness, but shame covers our face to this day. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel near and far, and all the countries where You have banished them because they behaved unfaithfully toward You. Adonai, shame covers our face, our kings, our leaders, our fathers, because we have sinned against You. The Lord our God is compassionate and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against Him. We have not obeyed the voice of Adonai Eloheinu by walking in His Torah that He has set before us through His prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed Your Torah and has turned away, not obeying Your voice. Therefore, the curse and sworn judgment written in the Torah of Moses, the servant of God, has been poured out upon us, for we have sinned against Him. So He has confirmed His words that He has spoken against us and against our rulers who ruled over us by bringing on us a great calamity. Under the whole of heaven, nothing like this has ever been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the Torah of Moses, all this calamity came on us, yet we have not sought the favor of Adonai Eloheinu by turning away from our iniquities and paying attention to Your truth. So Adonai was intent on bringing the calamity upon us. For Adonai Eloheinu is righteous in all His deeds that He has done, while we have not paid attention to His voice. So now Adonai Eloheinu, who brought Your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made for yourself a name to this day. We have sinned. We have acted wickedly. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, let your anger and your fury turn away, please, from Jerusalem, your city, your holy mountain. Because of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become an object of scorn to all those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayers and petitions of your servant and cause your face to shine upon your devastated sanctuary for the sake of my Lord. Give ear, my God, and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation and the city called by your name. We do not present our supplications before you because of our own righteousness, but because of your great compassions. Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, listen and act. For your own sake, O my God, do not delay, for your city and your people are called by your name. Prayer of Nehemiah or Nehemiah, Nehemiah 1, beginning with verse 4. Upon hearing these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. I prayed and fasted before the God of heaven. Then I said, Adonai, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps the covenant and loving kindness of those who love him and keep his mitzvot. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I am praying before you today, both day and night, on behalf of your servants, B'nai Israel. I am confessing the sins of B'nai Israel, that we have sinned against you. Yes, I and our ancestral house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you. We have not kept the mitzvot, the statutes, nor the rulings that you commanded your servant Moses. Please recall the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you act unfaithfully, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and obey my mitzvot and do them, then even if your dispersed people are at the ends of the heavens, I will gather them from there and bring them back to the place where I have chosen for my name to dwell. They are your servants and your people who you redeem by your great strength and by your mighty hand. Please, my Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today and grant compassion in the presence of this man. Now I was a cupbearer to the king. And last, Ezra chapter 9, beginning with verse 5. At the time of the evening offering, I rose up from my self-abasement with my garment and robe torn. Then I bowed down on my knees and spread out my hands to Adonai my God. I prayed, O my God, I am ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you. My God, our iniquities are higher than our heads, and our guilt has reached to the heavens. From the days of our fathers to this day, our guilt has been great. Because of our iniquities, we, our kings, our Kohanim, have been subject to the sword, to captivity, to plunder, and to humiliation at the hands of the kings of the lands that it is today. But now for a brief moment, Adonai, our God, has shown us favor in leaving us a remnant and giving us a peg in his holy place. Thus our God has enlightened our eyes and has given us a little relief in our bondage. Though we are slaves, our God has not forsaken us in our bondage. He has extended loving kindness to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, reviving us in order to restore the house of our God, to raise up its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and into Jerusalem. So now, our Father, what should we say after this? For we have forsaken your mitzvot that you commanded through your servants the prophets, saying, the land that you are entering to possess is a land defiled by the impurities of the people of the lands. Through their abominations they have filled it from one end to the other with their uncleanness. Therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons. Do not seek their shalom or their welfare, so you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it as an inheritance for your children forever. After everything that has happened to us because of our evil deeds and our great guilt, for you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve and given us a remnant such as this. Shall we once again break your mitzvot and intermarry with the peoples who commit such detestable acts as these? Would you not be angry enough to destroy us, leaving us no remnant or survivor? Adonai, God of Israel, you are righteous, for we are left this day as a remnant. Behold, here we are before you in our guilt. Because of it, no one can stand before you. Father, I thank you as we come before you. in our Yom Kippur service, that you are truly rending our heart, Father, and there will be a great cry of repentance throughout the world, throughout this land, throughout America, throughout Israel. Thank you, Father. May everybody's fast be easy, and may they be renewed and restored in Yeshua's name. Amen.